This is Sarah Peterson reading from Michael Ondaatje's Divisadero, page 137 to 138. Whenever there is thunder, I think of Claire. I imagine her, content by herself, though as far as I know she could be comfortably married. There is a poem of Henry Vaughan's that describes the way care moves in disguise. I don't know if this is what I'm doing from this distance, imagining the life of my sister and imagining the future of Coop. I am a person who discovers archival subtext in history and art, where the spiraling among a handful of strangers tangles into a story. In my story, the person I always begin with is Claire. Claire's limp made her appear serious to those who did not know her well. It was the result of her having had polio as a child, and I remember our father during that period carrying her constantly from room to room. The limp always led to ardent gestures of courtesy towards her. Men on a trolley car or the Larkspur ferry would rise and give her their seats. But Claire never felt this seriousness in herself. It is in fact I, Anna, who should be identified as the serious sister, who always insisted on some determined path to be taken. Claire was in many ways the adventurous one, with a wildness in her. Her journals about her travels, on horseback of course, contained a range of friends unknown to the rest of us. January 7th. We rode the cliffs looking for Keane's dog. He was always yelling at him, "God damn it this, God damn it that," but we knew he loved it. We split up going along the creeks, looking for something that was either dead or alive. We didn't know. We all had done this before, looking for animals. Then we would come across them dead, as if there had been a small massacre in the snow. In the late afternoon, we found the dog, shaking beside the creek at Richardson Bend. He had never been a friendly animal, except to his master, and now he had almost too much company. We crouched and paid court, as Anna would say. Keane wrapped George in a blanket, and the rest of us led our horses into the water. I listened to the sound of their drinking, sush, 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 the sound a baby makes at a breast. A buck appeared, about 12 points, a deity. It came out of the trees and looked around. That must have been what it was like around George all that time when we thought he was alone. Keane so relieved, he held the dog in his arms and talked nonstop all the way home. October 3rd, Old White Trees. We take a brush light in one hand and ride into the aspens at night. There are horses in there, half asleep, walking like an ocean inland. I was there for 2 hours smelling their necks. I wanted to find one and sleep on her back. December 5th. Bobby has a girlfriend so thin she gets hammered on one beer. When Bobby's father died, she crawled into Bobby's bed and quietly embraced him. White Jacket by Melville, that was Bobby's favorite book. Men like him, it's almost as if they are hiding behind depth.